Obviously, this week has been weird, yes. right? This past yep. week with everything going on has been just, I think, a lot of emotions for people, like in all walks of life.
Of course, spectrums. Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of opinions. Yeah. And it's very sad what's going on in our world in general. Like, it should be sad for everybody. Yeah. Like, the hearts of people are just not right. But Jackie and I were talking a little bit about it. And let me preface this with, this could be controversial because it shouldn't be controversial. No. Because we're very, like, simple thinking.
Yeah.
But even in me and Jackie, listen, I think we've talked about this before, but me and Jackie, not even just politically, some things we land on completely different yeah. sides. And we're totally okay with that.
Yeah.
Which everyone in the world should be.
Well, no, because, like, it's a matter of, like, respect, right? Like, I yeah. value you and your opinions, and I respect that. So even if, like, we don't agree on something, then it's like, I like that in our friendship. At the end of the day, that doesn't, like, tear us apart. And I think that's what a no. lot of people are forgetting. Like,
and you know the person I am, and I know yeah. the person you are, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, and Jackie and I can actually talk about yeah. things and be totally fine with each yeah. other. And that's how it should be. Why is it not like that for people? I don't know. But anyways, so even the fact that we come from different perspectives, we are in total agreement
yep.
on what's going around in the world, in the sense that it's not bad to voice your opinion
nope.
in the sense of, like, me and Jackie, right? Like, we know each other's opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, we voice it to each other. Like, that's totally fine. You voice your opinion to your friend, you talk about it, whatever. But I don't know how we feel about just, like, this voicing your opinion for your friends socially on yeah. the internet.
No, it's like, my news feed is 100% just people trying to shove their opinions down other people's throats.
Yeah.
And they're not doing yeah. it from a place of kindness in their heart, where they're like, hey, like, this is what I'm thinking, you know.
Because that happens in person.
Yes. The converse, like you and I having conversations, yeah. or what we would have yeah. with our husbands or our neighbors yeah. or other friends and family members. But, like, right now, I think we're at a crossroads with how to communicate with other people. And we've lost that sense of just normal, like, where's the love and kindness in our heart that we used to have, where you could talk to a stranger and it wouldn't matter if they had something on their t-shirt or their hat, or if they voiced something, or if they posted it on their walls? And I'm just like, what happened? Like, we're not normal anymore. Like,
no. And I thought that, like, with all that's happened since, like, you know, really, I don't think it's just Donald Trump alone.
Yeah.
When it was, like, 2016, I think it was also social media at mm-hmm. the same time was getting very popular.
Yes.
And where it was becoming very, like, everybody had
yes.
it.
Yes. And it's, we have a sense of comfortability, right? Like, I will mm-hmm. say, it's easier to voice an opinion and share and just toss stuff on social media than it is to say something to somebody's face. So I get that. And a lot of people, like, live in that. They live behind the screen. They live behind their keyboard. But I feel like mm-hmm. we've gotten too comfortable that now we're being mean and nasty and negative, and I just don't like it. I, like, feel like, well, such a little, like, hippie girl, where I'm just like, can't we all just get along?
Like, yeah. And at the end of the day, I mean, there's so both extremes, right? You have extremes everywhere.
Of course,
right?
Yeah. With everything.
I mean, you even have extreme middle people yep. that are, like, so extreme they can't even see the left or mm-hmm. the right, right? Like, so there's in all aspects, there's extremes, yeah. right? Those extremes, unfortunately, you'll probably never change your mind. Mm-hmm. So, like, don't bother.
Yeah, that's my thing. I'm like, why are we taking so much time and bandwidth from our own lives, right? From my own yeah. bucket in my heart, right? Why would I then mm-hmm. try to pour into this person? They're not going to listen to me. So it's not, okay, that's fine. Let's agree to disagree and carry on, because you're my friend, you're my neighbor, you're my kid's teacher, like, whoever you are.
Whatever
and, like,
it is, yeah.
Let's just be nice. Like, I still respect you. You're still human. Like,
yeah.
I don't want any ill on yeah. you. So I'm just like,
I just think that it really comes down, it's very simple, actually. It comes down to that you will not change somebody's mind by posting a reel.
What? Okay? No way. Not the reels.
It's not. And even if they're kind of like, oh, that kind of makes yeah. sense, they're going to be still, like, so, you have blinders on when you think,
of course,
a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's natural. Yeah. It happens. But you're not going to change somebody's opinion based on a reel. Yeah. And I think if anything, you just aggravate them more. And so have those conversations or just be the example.
Yes.
And I'm not, and I'm not saying that I'm never guilty of like, I've never posted something political. I definitely have back in the day. I have not in years, but back in the day I've posted and I was never crazy. I mean, literally I think I can count on like two fingers in my whole existence of social media, what I've posted publicly. Obviously I've sent something to a friend or whatever, but publicly, very sparingly. But like, so I've learned from that even now is like, you're not going to change somebody's mind and like be, have these conversations in person with like an open heart and like just being loving about it and be just a good example.
Yeah.
Like I, and even if you're not Christian or you're Christian, say you're Christian, be like somebody that like sees Jesus when they see you, right? They just see love. They just see that you think of others before yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, examples like that. And even if you don't believe in God, you can still be that person without the like Jesus. You still can be loving. You still can be like, at the end of the day, even if you're not Christian, the Bible principles still stand for being a good person.
Of course. But even like, without Christianity, we all have, we know what is like being a good person in our hearts. We know how to be nice. We were taught this when we were in elementary school. Like the kid over there stole your purple crayon. Like, okay, we're going to rationally speak to them and get to the bottom of this. We can get our crayon back. Like we've been taught this from the beginning, like just how to be decent. And I just think we're prioritizing ourselves. We're being selfish. We want to share our opinion. Our opinion has to be right at the end of the day. And that's, it's just sad. Like that's the point that we've gotten to as a group of people.
Yeah, and I think that the, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Like, I think that a lot of times the arguing comes that you, in the argument, you're trying to validate yourself. Like, it almost comes a little bit from a selfish standpoint that, like, you are trying to convince them you're right and validate yourself in the process instead of actually genuinely, like, you know, maybe this is extreme, but like my heart aches that they believe in this. And like, I really want to like open their eyes to this rather than it being, which most often it is, I feel like, of like, I need to just be right.
Yes, 100%. And that is, there's a lot of heated emotions right now. And so like, obviously we all know, like, it's hard to then be like, well, I'm going to be the light in this conversation and like have an open heart and really be receptive to what you're saying to me, because we do have hurt feelings. So I get that. Like, there's a lot that's happened in recent events that have caused people to be very emotional and hurt by, you know, everything. But then it's like, we just have to kind of almost step back and take a breather and be like, wait a second. This is not how I would talk to my husband or wife. Like, this isn't how I would talk to my best friend. So why should I talk to this person that way? So it just comes back to like our core values as just humans. And we've lost it.
Which we don't have anymore. So
that's okay. Forget it.
So I'm like, if you want to see change, okay, guys, I'm not like, you know, Gandhi. Is that the right person I'm thinking of?
He's a good example.
But like, just be a good person. Be good to your people around you. Change the trajectory for your kids in the sense of what you're like, you are raising your kids now to the be the people you want in the world, right? And do that in your community. We are focused on the world and like the country, and it's like, how about like, we weren't, hot take, we weren't designed to see all of this, right? Like, this is like, back in the day we would be like, we wouldn't even know this was happening.
Take days from the messenger bird to let us know something happened.
If we got it.
Yeah.
If we got it. So the key is, if we all just focus on like our own community, our own family, our own friends, that can change way more than what we're thinking. Then you just like posting a reel and hoping that like everyone is like, oh my God, he's so right. Like, guys, that's not going to do anything.
No, 100%. And I think that's like a really good example too, to create, where it's like really honing in on just what can we control, right? We can help to kind of guide our kids. That's such a beautiful example.
In ourselves.
Yeah. Like, in my household, within my community, like, let's just be that light and just try to help in a smaller scale way, like that can actually influence versus, like, posting the reel and hoping that it sticks somewhere. But most likely it'll just cause an argument on your Facebook feed, which I guess could be entertaining.
It'll cause several people to just be like, this person always, yeah. I have a few of those. Yeah. She has a few of those that you're just like, yeah. Okay.
So cool. It's so fun. That's why I'm like, okay, I'm here for the comments. What are people saying? And then I'm like, oh, that didn't help. Like, it didn't do anything. Now we just have a fight happening here. So, but yeah.
So our controversial, which should not be controversial, is just be kind and just like live in your bubble. I know people will be like, don't live in your bubble, but like, I think you should live in your bubble.
For like, something like live this, for what's taken
place. No, just for life, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
In life. Like, worry about your community and being a good person and your own family and your friends. And then at the end of the day, we are not going to be able to control Joe Schmo in Chicago or Joe Schmo in Arizona. Like, I don't live there.
No, you're right. We can't. So, and I think it all comes back to what you said too, with like technology, we're getting so much more of this information shoved in our face so quickly that that's why we almost feel like we need to be like impactful to Joe Schmo in Chicago or wherever, you know, because we feel like, oh, but I can, so I should. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, no, but actually, you
shouldn't. No, it's just like, and it's this can be a hot take, this can be controversial, but like things going on in other countries, it sounds so bad, but like, what am I gonna do?
We're not supposed to, we've talked about this before too, we're not supposed to see this.
No, like, what am I supposed to do? I need to worry about like that. If there's something bad going on there, I need to make sure that doesn't happen here in my community, right? Or whatever it is. And I'm not saying that you can't, by saying that, I'm not saying like, you know, you can't donate, or if you want to go do a missions trip over there, cool, go do that. But at the end of the day, we can't just be sitting here all day just absorbing everybody's worst day in our day.
No, 100%.
We can't be doing that. We cannot be doing that. So just like, you know, I saw this reel that I just like, some people would be offended by it. Me and Jackie are not offended by it, but it's like the world's burning around me and you're just like putting on your makeup like, because like you have to, you cannot take in all this stuff and like be normal.
No, it's impossible. It's so heavy. We're not, as humans, individuals, we're not capable of being able to comprehend, fix, and like sort that out. Like, we can't. And so I don't think it was ever meant to be our responsibility. I think we were always supposed to kind of just focus on ourselves, our families, and our communities. And then if we can be that person, like you said, go on a mission trip, go and help, you know, donate money, whatever. Like, obviously those are all beautiful things, but it's not,
The real.
Yeah. But it's not something that everybody can do, and that's fine. So of it's course, like to be fine, that example for our kiddos so that they can be better for the future. Like, that's all that we can do. And it's just, we'll get there.
Guys, it's very simple. It's very simple.
We solved it. We figured it out.
I don't know. Whatever. So anyways, that's our, you know, hot take.
Hot take.
Is just like, you know, I want to be that person. I obviously am a Christian, so like other people have different perspectives. But, and I have failed at this, meaning like by me saying this, I'm not saying like, oh, I'm so above, because I currently do that. I want to get better about, I want people to see me and just see me as like, they see Jesus through me in the sense of they don't see judgment. They see love. They think that I put others first and not myself. Yeah. I want them to feel that. Of course. I want them to immediately see that. And do I feel like that is happening currently? No, I don't think people see me as bad person. I'm not saying that. But like, I want to get better about that. That is the, I guess, the light I think that is maybe peeking through all of this, is some people are just like, I just want to be a better person, which is great. Yeah. But do that.
Do it.
And instead of doing that and like kind of like arguing with people, just do that by yourself.
Yeah. Agreed.
So anyways.
So that
on a lighter note, that was our like little like, you know, vomit.
Yeah.
And like I said, that's just it's okay if other people disagree with you.
100%. Yeah. And that's what makes us human, right? Like, we can't all agree on everything. That's just part of life. Like, that's just normal.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Yeah. And like, Jackie and I can have a discussion about something we disagree about, and then we're like, okay, girl, bye. I'll talk to you later. Like, it's okay.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I think that's, and a lot of people can, and we're used to that. I think we just forgot. Like, we're just.
Gosh, back in the day, it was like, you know, you would be like, oh, man, who are you voting for? And they would be like, you know, they'd be like Clinton. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. And you just keep going. Like, yeah. You know, like it didn't matter. No.
We're just, it's different now. And so we're just, everyone needs to take a step back, put their phones down. I've seen a lot of people where they're like, should we take a break from social media? And I think it kind of sounds nice. That kind of sounds like such a breath of fresh air right now. Like,
I specifically, number one, I haven't been on social media as much lately. Yeah. I've sent a few videos to like Jackie and my brother, or whatever, but like, it's all political. And I'm like, the other day I searched up bunnies. I'm like, how do we get out of this?
I'm like, let's like, we have to like really like hone in on our algorithm. Like, so it just stays and like,
I just think it doesn't care. I think there is an agenda.
Yeah. So, and it, obviously it trickles in, right? Because if something's getting like blown up and people are watching it, then it's going to, viral stuff's going to make its way into a normal algorithm as well. But I'm just always like, get off my phone before it happens.
Social media is for fun.
Yes. Right? Yeah, it's like where I just like to
we're
like
supposed to be see the guy like tripping and like banging himself
like
on the dock and falling in the water,
and like cute makeup video or like a fashion video,
comedians
like, or like a movie trailer, like The Handmaid, or no, it's, what is it, The Housemaid? The Housemaid. Have you started reading that book?
No.
You need to read it before the movie comes out.
When does it come out?
December 19th. Boxing Day. Oh, okay. Amanda Seyfried.
Boxing Day.
Yeah, they said Boxing Day, and everyone's like, why are they using Boxing Day instead of just saying the date? And I'm like, is this like,
what is that? Is that boxing? What does that mean?
Isn't Boxing Day a Canadian holiday? Boxing Day.
I have
it's
no
like
idea.
Boxing Day. Now we have to be careful.
You're asking the wrong person.
Boxing Day.
No, it's so funny because people.
Oh, it's a British holiday?
It's a British holiday?
Why don't we learn about this?
You're like, it's actual boxers.
Okay. Okay, no, Boxing Day in Canada is different than the British's Boxing Day.
Wait, but what is...
It says, some believe it derived from the opening of boxes that have been placed in churches for the collection of donations to aid the poor. But I'm like, that's the one for Canada.
What?
So let's see, what is the... So that's why theirs is around Christmas in Canada. But what is Boxing
Day?
Okay,
is the housemaid like something about poor people
and
food?
No, it has nothing to do with Boxing Day. That's just the day that they were like, we're going to have to figure this out. Now people are going to think we're idiots because this is like, it's a whole thing.
I don't think anyone knows
what
Boxing Day
is. This is like a whole article about the Boxing Day being a public holiday. What do people do on this day?
Americans do nothing because we are not aware of it.
Clearly. But anyways, so Handmaid, no. Housemaid. Gosh, I'm making
She's all tripped though because she's watching Handmaid right now.
The Housemaid is a good book. So then they made it just like all the other things right now. They turned it into a movie and it.
Okay, who's the.
So we got Amanda Seyfried and
supposedly. She doesn't look like me.
Sydney Sweeney. And then the lead guy is another like name that people would recognize. Let's see. Brandon Sklenner.
Huh.
He was in 1923. It ends with us. It ends with us.
Oh,
whatever. Gosh. Do I know anything?
Ryo.
He played Atlas.
Atlas, not Ryo.
I think that's crazy that he was in It Ends With Us and now he's about to be in another
book movie.
You know
why we thought Ryo? Because we get all tripped up because casting was not what anyone imagined.
No, for It Ends With Us.
Like Atlas was a little bit more Ryo, like I thought.
Yeah,
but
it's not what I expected. That's fine.
What did you get me, The Housemaid?
Or no, did I get you The Tenant?
You got me a
Was it The Tenant? Because they're both by the same author.
Okay. You got me a book anyways. I need to read it. I haven't read it yet. And I can't remember if it was The Housemaid.
Let me see the cover of Tenant. Tenant movie. Because I think Tenant was supposed to be made into a movie too. And I'll recognize it if it was the book that I gave you. So The Tenant is... I can't do this fast. I think I gave you The Housemaid. Because it's blue.
I think you gave me The Housemaid
too. So definitely that'll be perfect to read. You can do that.
Perfect.
You can do that.
I was going to be like, bring it to me in October.
No, you'll be able to take it on the cruise and you'll be able to knock, because it's an easy read. So you'll be able to knock that out before the movie comes out and it should be good. All these books.
No, we have a lot of reels to do. Yeah. I saved a bunch of reels that are like, you know, like those like couple challenges that you have to like do a certain move. I saved a bunch of them so we could do them.
Yay. No, those are always fun.
One of them I was like, that's probably not going to work. Yeah. But one of them was like, we had to like put our whole body on each other and do a push-up. But I'm not strong enough, I don't think.
Is it, like, are I we mean, facing you are, different like, ways? Light as a feather, like, but, legs? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
We're going to be like...
And I think it's hard, too, because whenever I think about stuff like that, I'm like, oh, I should be, like, funny and do one of these, like, with Tony. Like, some of our, like, husband and wife's doing it. And I'm like, but my height, like, my legs are a problem. Like, when I see some of the girls do the ones where they run and do a flip and then their legs land on the shoulders so they can, like, get mm-hmm. up. And I'm like, I have to time that right or I'm, like, knocking somebody out. So I'm like, some of these I don't know if I'm, like, anatomically correct in, like, doing these challenges.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah. We're going to try them.
And we'll see. I saved them. And we'll record
them.
We're
going to be in the crew stateroom, yeah. like banging.
Yeah. Like, what's going on in this cabin
our
next
to stateroom tenant's like, are you okay?
Yeah, we're fine.
They like come in. They come in and we're like trying to do a push-up with each other.
We're like moving furniture around to make space for these like.
No, we're going to have space because I think what we should do, not that I obviously have no problem sleeping with you, but. When you separate the beds, it gives you more space. Yes.
So we have a whole hallway space. Of, the cartwheels and random things.
Because like it's more room in the middle than having like some room on the sides. You
That's
know?
True.
Like it just doesn't make sense. Yeah. So I always do when I'm just traveling with somebody else like that, I just break them apart so that we have like more space.
They might automatically do that for us. They'll be like, these weirdos.
Okay, so... How are we feeling about Taylor from Mormon Wives being on The Bachelorette?
It's interesting. I'm not going to lie. I've not watched The Bachelor franchise in years. I kind of fell off the
wagon.
The
last one was Hannah Brown.
Yeah, Hannah Brown's season was really good. So, like, how do we get back to
that? That was my last one.
We've had a lot of, like, I feel like it's, I don't know if this is a hot take, but it's gone downhill. It's not as good. I try to
do. No, it's not a hot take. Everyone thinks the same thing.
Yeah, The Golden Bachelor. I try to give that. Like, I wanted to, like, go full throttle on that. And, like, I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, we're giving people a second chance at love.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all the stuff that came out afterwards with that. And I'm just like, bro, like, I just don't like the franchise anymore. So I get where they're coming from in trying to do this. It's like a great idea to take Taylor.
Save me.
Yeah, and they're doing it. Like there, so many people are talking about it. So many people are going to tune in because they're taking the whole Mormon Wives group and viewership with them. So it's going to work.
Yep.
Like they're going to think this is a great success.
It's going to work. Yeah. So the question is, so we all know everyone's like, oh, they're just trying to save the franchise because everyone knows that the Bachelor franchise is going downhill. Right. So we all know that they're trying to save it. And everyone's like, I know they're trying to save it, but I'll tune in.
Yeah.
But the question is like, I just don't think, unless they continue with this being like a celebrity thing, I think people just fall off again. Like, I won't care.
No. And also, this is going to be kind of controversial too. I don't think she's the perfect bachelorette for this because we're bringing in this group of guys.
How is that controversial? Perfect. She's like far from perfect.
Well, like the group of guys, you have to think like there's always the people that get on there and they're like, oh, he's not here for the right reasons. He's just here for clout. Like
she's not here for the right reasons.
But like she's not, I don't think she's mentally prepared to find the one.
No.
So like we already know this is going to fail.
She mentally is not there.
So yeah, it's going to be unsuccessful. So what's the point of doing this? Like I thought the point of this was to find love. So now it's like, okay, we don't care.
Like stable people.
And then also.
She's not stable.
Not just her too, but we're having to capture like a select group of guys to come onto this show who would want to be with a woman who has multiple baby daddies and kids. Like these kids are not off to college.
No. And got famous first.
Yeah. So it's like, this is really hard. Like so you're going to find guys who are like, I'm just here for the clout. Like I literally don't want to be this girl's baby daddy. I
don't think she'll find a good guy.
I don't
guy,
think
honestly.
So. Like, how are you going to find like a wholesome dude who's like, I'm okay with being,
yeah, because they know
I'm
going to
be a dad. I'm
up,
stepping up to the
they
plate.
Know.
Like,
before they sign up, they know who is going to be the bachelor or bachelorette. And so, like, think about the guys that are trying to date her. Like,
it's such a mess.
Not that I'm not saying she's a bad person,
and
guys.
She's grown a mentally lot over the past few years.
She's ready. Yeah. Like, and I think she knows she's not ready either.
That's why I think this is a little messy. This is not what we typically tune in for. We naive, like we kind of tune in and we're like, oh, like she's gonna find love. Like this is it. This is the guy. And I'm like, it's not gonna happen. We already know what the outcome of this
and
season.
The Bachelor knows that. That's the problem. Yeah. And so it is messy because the Bachelor knows like they're setting it up for failure. Yeah. But people are still like, I know it's going to fail, but I'm still going to
tune in. Yeah, exactly. Like, and I might. I actually might be, I'm going to be hypocritical and I might tune
in. When does it come out?
I don't know, actually.
Are you going to be here and we can watch an episode?
Let's see. I usually, it is in the fall, isn't it? Where's the date? Launching date. Man, of course I wasn't.
Because we could watch it.
Yeah. I know that Dancing with the Stars, they started last night and that was... That's a lot of people are loving that, I think. This cast has been really good for that. And then the girls from Mormon Wives all came to support Whitney and Jen. Let's mm-hmm. see.
Yeah.
Let's do launch date.
That's cool. Yeah, I saw, I didn't watch it. I don't plan on watching it, but I saw a video of, because I follow Robert Irwin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I follow him, so I saw him post like his dance or whatever. He did good.
He did do a good job. Yeah.
He did such a good, I think he's great. He's just the sweetest human being, I feel like.
What's going on? Why can't
he needs to be protected at all
costs? No, he's genuinely like a good dude. So for sure.
Yeah.
Why can't I find... What's my problem?
Maybe they don't have one. I know they just selected her, so...
It's not even expected to premiere until 2026.
Oh, what a shame. Guys, I'm really lacking on shows right now.
Yeah, no specific launch date for Taylor's season. So that's why I couldn't find anything. I was like, what? That's crazy.
I
drop that information. But you guys won't be able to watch it until
2027.
Sorry.
I'm lacking in shows. I told Alvaro last night, he was at work, and I was like, what am I going to watch? I have no shows. Like, you know how there's like a, like, you have like a high where everything comes out at once, and then it's like gone, and there's no shows. And I'm like, I have nothing to watch. Anyways, do you know what I landed on last night?
What did you start watching?
I was like looking through all of them. I finally ended up on Prime, and I'm like, God, there's nothing to watch. So I found one that is called Heartbreak.
Okay.
Heartbreakers? Heartbreaks. Something like that. And it's basically, it follows a group of teens in Charleston. Okay. It's like a reality, but like very unscripted. Like you can tell it's unscripted. It's not like Laguna Beach or The Hills where it's like, it is their life, but like you could tell it's like manufactured.
Yeah. Don't say that. Don't ruin that show. When I was a naive teenager and I watched it, I'm like, this is life.
Don't worry. I used to.
This is for real.
Like, we legit thought they ran into each other at the shop and then had an argument. But it's a group of teenagers that are in their senior year, and they're couples. There's five couples, and they're all like, what are we going to do? And like, what's going to be the trajectory of our relationship? Are we breaking up because we're graduating and moving away from each other? Or are we going to try to make it work? So it's following like these teenagers, and I'm like, I'm into it.
That's fine. I mean, we watch a lot of shows that are like teenager college age kids.
So anyways, that's my new show. If you want a new reality show on, it's very like, when I say wholesome, it's crazy. I haven't seen one couple kiss. Isn't that weird?
Are they just not showing it? Because it's,
I don't know. They're very like, I do think, I know guys, like it's like my brother's like, you guys bring up Gen Z all the time, but it is a millennial podcast.
Yeah,
what
else can we talk about?
I think the newer generation is not as affectionate.
What do they do? No, because there's still, like, there's stats out there that they're still having sex. So, like,
Not as much as us. It's already gone down.
What are they doing?
I don't know, but I've noticed when I've seen younger couples, they're not as affectionate.
Is it because they only know how to talk to each other on the internet and they're too lazy to get out of bed to go hold hands with their girlfriends?
I don't know. I find they're a lot more sillier, too, in general. Well, they're just... Like a lot more inside jokes, a lot more like
maybe just immature.
You'll be walking by and they're like, and you're just like, what was that? I see it all the time at like our church, like the youth. Yeah. And I'm just like, they're always like, it's like always an inside joke or always a like, they're like, and you're just like, okay. Yeah. And I think back like, was I like that at 17 or 18? And then I'm like, no.
I mean, no, we wanted to be, I think our generation, we wanted to be so grown up. So we like, we're like 100% out there trying to be like, mom, take me to the mall so I can go get a job at the ice cream shop. Like, how the heck do I get out of here? Like, I'm a grown up.
Anyways,
now.
I only finished a full episode.
Okay.
But I haven't seen them like be like affectionate or like even talk about being physical. So I'm like, interesting. We'll have to pay attention.
Yeah.
But
did you watch The Pitt on HBO? That one, it won an Emmy. Like these.
I know. We started it And we got like 3 episodes in, and then I don't know what happened. We forgot about it.
You need to go back. Like, seriously, we binged it like back to back because it's all, it takes place in one shift, and it's so good. Like, I'm like so excited for season two of that to come out.
I know, but also Alvaro was on shifts, so I can't start a show where
But definitely watch that one together because it's not like a girly pop show. It's definitely a good one
I think episode three, I think. We need to start over because I think when we started it, we were like in a rough season, meaning like we were both just like really tired. You know how you're just like, even if it's a really good show, you're just like.
And then if you don't pay attention, then it's not a good show.
Like, exactly. So I think we just need to start it over, but that is on the list.
Yeah, that one's really
good. He has to be here. They're just lacking of shows.
Watch. Are you feeling like that too? Well, I don't know because I feel like I'm still finding stuff. So I just finished up Hunting Wives on Netflix, and that just got word of a second season as well. So I'm pretty stoked for that because that was pretty good. What else have I been watching? We just finished up Below Deck. That one's always a fave. And then now I'm just like deep diving into The Handmaid's Tale. Like I'm just like, wow, these. This and then there's so many seasons, so I can't
You got a lot to go.
I'm just like, okay, this is like.
But if it was outside of that, you wouldn't have as many shows. You'd have to find one.
Yeah, I would probably have to find something because I think I've run out. Yeah, it's just the weird time of year.
Yeah, and then it's all gonna hit us like bricks in the full fall. It's gonna be like 20 shows, and you're like,
I'm like, oh, what do we have to watch? What came out tonight?
I know. Is it a good? Not a good place. Gosh, what is that one with the blonde chick that she dates the Jewish guy?
Oh, yeah. So they're getting a...
Nobody Wants This?
Something like that.
It's coming out in like 2 weeks.
That one I watched pretty quickly. I feel like that was an easy watch. Me
too. That one was... I liked that. Yeah. See, I like style shows like that and like people... I like comedies like that where it's like simple but not like... It's going to get me canceled. But like not things like The Office or like Parks and Rec and... That genre. But like, what's that one called? Not Turning Point. And now Turning Point because of Charlie Kirk.
Running Point with Kate Hudson. Yeah. I finished that one up
like,
pretty fast.
Shows too. Like quick like that where it's like just like witty, like fast paced. I like shows like
that. Yeah, those ones are pretty good. I'm happy that they're coming back with another season of the whatever the other one was called.
Same, which now that I watched the Dallas Cowboys documentary, I'm starting to think that they got that from that.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Because it's the daughter that like started to like they have the son, the two sons and the daughter, the owner. And it feels like they went in because it's not exactly the same,
but just
story,
like an inspiration.
But they
for
came in. Right. They came into like a crumbling team. Right. And they're bringing it back up. That's what it felt like. It was kind of like.
I could see that. Yeah.
A little bit. But yeah, we have no shows.
Yeah, I'm really trying to like, I'm like racking my brain right now, trying to think of like what we've watched lately. And I'm just like, dang, I don't know. We did start the paper though, like the Office knock. I know you don't care for it, but they came back and did like a spinoff. And so now it's called The Paper. And it's funny because it takes place in Toledo, Ohio, which is where Tony's from. So then we're just like watching all the little like comparisons they've been doing. I think that one's on
Peacock.
Where is that
on? NBC?
Yeah. So is that Peacock's platform then, NBC? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. So, but it's the same style.
So it's on TV.
Yeah. So it's the same style of humor as The Office though, where they like break the fourth wall and like make eye contact and have little jokes and stuff. But I'm just like, it's cute referencing to The Office.
So no same cast.
They have one guy that, which is like a treat because he always like tells the camera, he's like, no. Like he doesn't want to be in it because he's like trying to be a normal employee. But we're just like, no, we love that you're here. So it's just cute because they keep making references to The Office. So it's very cute. If you're an Office fan,
so
go check out The Paper.
I was going to say, so it's cuter to Office fans.
Yeah, because they like have the little inside jokes that you like catch stuff that they say and you're just like, oh, that's to The Office. So it's cute.
Yeah. I'm sure my sister-in-law is all over that.
Oh, Ashley likes Office?
That's like her favorite.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like
okay.
My brother loves it. I just don't know. It's so funny. It works out because Alvaro's like on the same page with me. He's like, I can't get into it. I'm like, same.
Dang.
But people think we're crazy, you know? Like, it's the same thing of like Game of Thrones and what are the other style shows that you guys are like, oh my God, you don't like it? I'm like, not really. So I don't know. I guess we're on the same page with that.
Yeah.
We just can't get into certain things that like people love.
Yeah.
And like, what's the one he likes Breaking Bad. I never got into it.
Did you try to start it from the beginning, like by yourself, like to because you have to like pay attention to, it's another one of those where you can't like go off and run an errand and wash dishes or something. So that one was pretty good though. I did like that one.
Or Ozark.
Ozark was good. Dang it, Heather.
Can't get into it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm like a person, if I can't get into it in 3 episodes, I'm done with you. Like, yeah. I hate when people are like, no, you need to wait for episode 9. I'm like, no, that's a waste of my time.
No, it shouldn't take that long. I'm not doing that. Not episode 9.
No. Same thing as, it cracked me up because everyone's like, no, The Walking Dead is so good. And then every time I would sit down and watch it with somebody, they're like, well, that was a bad episode. And I was like,
I'm on the same page as you for that one. I'm also not a zombie person. So all those zombie movies too, that was kind of like a millennial thing. We had all those like comedies and stuff with like, I don't know, Adventureland. Wasn't that the one where they had like zombies in the amusement park or whatever? I don't know. Like stuff like that, where it was like a whole kind of era of just zombies. And that's like when The Walking Dead was really hot too. I never got into it. So then like when I was like, watch this, and I'm just like, it's the same thing every time. Like I can't and then I just don't.
They're like, no, it's good. Yeah. But yeah, sometimes like every few episodes, there's a really bad episode where you're just like, think it's a waste. I'm like, I don't like shows like that.
So now I watch only the bad episodes, I guess.
Same. So anyways, that's one of those shows. I pretty much like, if it's a really popular show that like the whole world likes, it's pretty much like Alvin and I don't like it. That's kind of the prerequisite. I've noticed.
That's fair.
I'm like, what's wrong with it? No, but it's okay.
That's fine.
I mean, it is what it is.
Well, hopefully you guys can get back into the pit then, because I know that one was popular, but it's different. It's not, I wouldn't put it in the same category as
No. I'm talking about like globally. Oh, yeah. Like I like we liked Dexter and Bloodlines. And I used to like Severance. But I think we're all kind of feeling the same way, you know? Like, we're just like, what's happening?
But I did like when Millie got her Emmy and she had the, like, the little note on the back of her. I was like, that's for us. Because people who don't watch that, when they were like, oh, I've never seen Severance, so I don't know what she's referencing. I'm like, that's for us. That's not for you.
I just don't know, like, how it ended. It intrigued me enough to keep watching, but at the same time, I hated it. Like, we watched it together, right?
The last episode? We did watch the season finale.
Like, I hated how, like, I was like, you left it?
It's not what we would have expected. Like,
no, like, literally the whole show's about this. So, like, how are they going to fix it? I don't know. Is it going to be like somehow he's trying to save their life from inside? I don't know what it is, but I'm just like, your whole goal was to like be happy and get each other out. And then like you literally stay in there and like leave her.
What?
It's kind of like Summer Turn Pretty right now, which by the way, last week is not the last episode. I thought it was.
Okay. So it's not
they're
done.
Just like wasting time right
really?
Now.
Really? Everyone just agrees. Dragging it
like
out?
You're like, what are you doing? Yeah, you're like, what are you doing?
Okay, that makes sense why I keep seeing like random.
It's almost
videos
like a whole other show.
Okay. Because they're like talking about stuff and I'm like, what does it have anything to do with the guys? Or you know, like a decision that she has to make. So I'm just like, what is
No,
happening?
It's literally like wasting our time.
Interesting.
So I think there's an episode today and then next week is the finale, I think.
Dang.
Because when I told you it was the last episode, I think there was 3 total.
Wow.
So I was wrong there. It should have been 1 episode longer.
Yeah,
though.
I get what you're saying.
Because it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Speed it up. What are we doing here? She's like, she's like half the episode, she's like chasing her bag that somebody stole across the city. And then she lands like hanging out with these random people when she finds her bag. And like, that's like 1 whole episode. And you're like, what?
Okay, they're trying to distract us, trying to drag it out.
Yes, they're trying to drag it out, which, why do they feel the need to drag it out? I don't know. Mm-mm. Like, why do shows, like, can't they just, like, it's okay. Like, some of my favorite shows are, like, the limited series that's, like, 5 episodes, you'll never get another season again. So why do we need, like, every show to have, like, you know, 13 episodes? Like, you could make it 9.
No, I mean, for sure. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. So I don't know if it's just, like, a money thing or, I don't know. But
we'll never know.
Anyways, how's your life going? How's your life going?
Just the same. It's the same. Every time I get on here,
you're like, I'm just putting my makeup on while the world blows
everything's
up.
Burning behind me, but it's fine. Okay. I'm just grateful for my own health. My kids, they're healthy. It's fine. Everything's fine.
That's good. That's good. I'm the same boat. I'm just living my life and battling the middle school era of like, I think there's just, and when I say pressure, I'm literally not stressing about it, but there is more pressure on it that it's like this is what high school is looking at. So okay. I'm like, I just, it feels like I just want to be like, whatever.
Do you feel like,
and then I'm like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, so you have a seventh grader. Do you feel like you're starting to see some of the things that we've talked about on the podcast? Like, do you think it's starting to trickle down to seventh grade, or do you think he's still, where middle school is truly a transitional stage from elementary to high school? Or do you feel like there's anything that's like you're starting to notice some bigger high schooly older kid things that are happening? Like,
I think we're just battling the like the senioritis.
Yeah,
you know, I think finally when you get to like, it sounds ridiculous, but when you get to middle school, seventh grade, it's like, I've been doing this for a long time. Yeah. Now, and like, I'm over it.
I get that.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. Because I truly have been doing this for years.
Yeah. So it's kind of like I'm over it. And I don't know. Like, he just doesn't want to put the effort he needs to put. But I've talked to the parents in the class, and their kids are like the same. So I think it's just like them transitioning like in that puberty stage where they're just like, ugh, I don't want to do it. And like, but they know they have to do it. So it's like a battle within themselves too. But I do think he is maturing, ironically.
That's kind of cool. I feel like that's the cool part, right? And then also like what you said too, it could go hand in hand with like our elementary aged kiddos. It's easier to say like, sit down and do your spelling homework. And they like, there's a sense of like obedience where like they are used to being told what to do, because that's what elementary school is. Like, it only starts to kind of cut their hands off. You know, it comes as they get older, where like the teachers are telling them, hey, take notes, you know, hey, highlight this. Like, it happens less and less as they get older. So I feel like for a middle schooler, it's like no one's telling them what to do anymore. They're not holding their hand through the process.
I don't hold his hand like yesterday. Like, I was like, oh, well, why don't you sit here a little bit longer? He's like, no, I got to start my homework. And I don't have to tell him to start it, but it's like, is he going to complete it and complete it right?
Yeah, of course. We'll I see.
But I think it's a weird because like we're having some like school issues, meaning like grades, not behavior at all. It's never a behavior problem. But like, but at the same time, he's like, so we're struggling him with there and focus, but then like he's also kind of maturing a little bit and doing things that you're like, okay, you're actually like paying attention. Like, this is going to be a really dumb example, but like the other morning we were watching the dog. We always watch Kahlua. And because there's construction going on, like, I don't just let them out and like go poop on the, you know, the little, the house. Basically. So like we were taking them out with leashes, like me and Alvar or whatever. And so I slept in, it was like a Saturday. I slept in and he like turned off the alarm and like leashed Kahlua and like took him out and made sure like he leashed him and took him out and made sure like he didn't just like, so I feel like, I know it's a very dumb example.
No, but that is a sense of like responsibility.
But he was paying attention and like he did it for me without me asking him and made sure he did it right and not just like let them out and be like, I didn't know. Yeah. That's just like an example I can think of.
Yeah, of course.
Now. But like, so he's just like little things that he's like doing better or like,
that's cute though.
Doing it himself without me having to ask him.
That's awesome.
So maybe there's hope. I feel like sometimes, I think all parenting, you sit, like, sometimes we hit stages where we're like, what are we doing wrong?
And we feel like we're stuck in it. Because it happens even from the baby years where, like, you have the sleep regression or, a teething baby. And then all of a sudden they're waking up.
And
more
you're like, I'm failing.
Yeah. And then it's like, what did I do wrong? Is this my life? Is this it forever? Mm-hmm. So I feel like we are naturally going to think that. That's, like, super exciting that, like, it feels like the kids are maturing. Cause I mean, we love that, right? With every obstacle should come something positive. That's like the beauty of being a mom and seeing.
That's what we hope, right?
Like, so it's fine. Like, everything is going to work out. He's obviously showing signs of maturity. So it's beautiful to hear that, but it's always so fun catching up and chatting with you. And I feel like we dove into a lot, like it's been a heavy time.
Don't hate us.
Yeah. We're coming from a place of like, I think we're pretty open-minded when it comes to stuff like this. So it's like, I just want people to not think that we're coming from a position of hate or like trying to talk down to people or like trying to pass any sort of opinion or judgment, because that's not at all, I think, what like Heather and I's vibes are, especially with the podcast. Like, we're here to just have open conversation, and I love that we can use this and have that and just, share our conversations, but with the world. So I just...
Yeah. Just be better people. Yeah. And this is not calling everybody else, us too.
Yeah, no, we're right? guilty like, of it ourselves, like 100%.
Like focus on yourself, your family, your community, do what you can there. And that's when I think change happens, not trying to convince, you know, Joe Schmo in Chicago.
That's our favorite person. Like, we've talked about him all day today.
Joe Schmo in Chicago.
It sounds good, though. No, but it sounds good.
But, well, we hope you have a wonderful week. And remember, even though you're listening to this possibly on a Thursday, we are dropping new episodes Thursdays, 8 a.m. We're switching up our days so that we can be very consistent with our time. Because we record on Wednesdays and we're posting on Wednesdays. So we're trying to make it a little bit more seamless that you guys can listen in the morning when it's posted. And it will always be uploaded at 8 a.m. on Thursday. So we'll be consistent. So anyways, we will chat next week.
Bye.
Bye.